WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office for a second time, he'll travel to the Army-Navy football game today. On social media Friday, he said that Republicans will use their best efforts to eliminate daylight saving time. ABC's Stephen Portnoy explains why that's an issue.
Many believe the twice-yearly time change sparks negative health consequences. But opponents of year-round standard time note that first light in the summer in parts of the U.S. would happen before 4 a.m., year-round daylight time would mean kids lining up for the bus in the dark all winter.
A new battleground of the national argument over abortion access, Texas sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a woman near Dallas. Abortion is banned at all stages in Texas. Federal appeals court left the January 19th deadline in place requiring TikTok to be sold or banned in the U.S., and South Korea's parliament voted to impeach the president over his decision to impose martial law. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Record holiday travel numbers projected for Wisconsin. AAA says nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between December 21st and New Year's Day, breaking the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000. A Milwaukee firefighter facing felony charges, 37-year-old firefighter Ty Dright Jackson and his brother, 33-year-old Tremell Dright, are charged with first-degree reckless injury. A criminal complaint alleges the brothers beat a man after accusing him of entering their home in Milwaukee uninvited on December 4th. The wife of the Wisconsin man who allegedly faked his death before traveling to Eastern Europe is filing for annulment of their marriage. Emily Borgwart filed for legal separation from Ryan Borgwart Thursday. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain, snow, and freezing rain possible today with highs around 35. For tonight, rain and snow with a low of 33. Cloudy skies for Sunday, a high of 43. 43 and mostly cloudy on Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high around 35. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 25.
Kansas City, baby, and a bottle of Kansas City wine.
today in the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM, heading to Kansas City with Wilbert Harrelson. Hi, it's Kevin Kellogg. How you doing? Waking up. How was your Friday the 13th? Anything happen? I sure hope not. It is 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, 23 degrees this morning. As we're getting you ready, waking up with the oldies. If you want to get a song request in, text lines open, 608-355-9970. Get a hold of me this morning and see what I can do for you. Like some Rolling Stones. Yeah.
Talk about pop music.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM, talking about pop music. That is M. 611 with Kevin Kellogg. And if you want to get a request in this morning, 608-355-9970 is the text number to use. And we've got the folks on the farm this morning. Valerie wants some Olivia Newton-John. And If You Love Me, Let Me Know. On 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
You came when I was happy in your sunshine. I grew to love you more each passing day.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. That is Olivia Newton-John, and If You Love Me, Let Me Know. Going out for Valerie this morning. And also Mike's on the text line with some Lobo this morning.
When I saw you standing there, about fell out my chair. And when you moved your mouth to speak, felt the blood go to my feet. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. Something in my soul just cried, I see the want in your blood. It should be, baby, you love me to want you the way that I want to, if you only let it be. You told yourself years ago
you'd never let your feelings show. The obligation that you made for the title that they gave. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be. Baby, you'd love me to want you the way that I want to, if you'd only let it be. Now it took time for me to know what you tried so not to show. Now something in my soul just cried. I see the want in your blue eyes. Baby, I'd love you to want me the way that I want you, the way that it should be.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Bread, or Lobo, that is, and I'd Love You to Want Me. Hard to get the two of them, you know, not confused, right? It is 6:19. Mike wanted that on the request line this morning. Let's see what's going on around the area today. Lots of things going on. Free horse-drawn wagon rides every Saturday till Christmas from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in downtown Baraboo, sponsored by Max FM. Baraboo Elks' 107th Annual Children's Christmas Party takes place at 1 o'clock today. James the Magician visits with Santa and lots more. That'll be at the Baraboo Civic Center Gym. There are Christmas photos with horses and Santa, 4 to 6 today, at E11230 Moon Road, with all proceeds benefiting the Baraboo River Equine Assisted Therapies. Also, the Salvation Army needs people to ring bells in Baraboo through December 23rd. You can help out at Walmart, Festival Foods, Farm and Fleet, and Express Mart, and also in the Dells at Mowers. Simply sign up at registertouring.com or call Michael at 608-355-7578. All locations are indoors. Some of the things going on this weekend. We'll take a look at the weather forecast coming up. That does include a weather advisory. We'll get to that in just a minute. Also, we've got musical birthdays on the way on 99.7 Max FM.
Catch Eric and Maura at Kona Michi Craft Bar this Friday. This local duo plays American acoustic music. They cover a varied range of classic rock, old and new country, folk, and Americana music. And Trivia with Jesse is back for a fun-filled Saturday evening, December 14th. The theme will be Christmas. Play as a team or individual. Team reservations are appreciated for four or more players. Message Kona Michi or Jesse. Kona Michi will have a $25 gift card for the winner, along with holiday drink specials and cookies for all players.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, mouth-watering pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Try their Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or delicious dumplings served with an amazing sauce. Join them on New Year's Eve for a scrumptious prime rib dinner and live music by the Mannish Boys Blues Band at 9 p.m. Champagne toast at midnight. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist, helping out with minor dents and major structural issues. Since 1985, Fox Hill Auto Body's been helping area residents get back on the road as they do quality work at a fair price. They provide free estimates, and if you have problems with insurance, they can walk you through the insurance claim process. Call them 356-9620, Fox Hill Auto Body, where customers send their friends.
City weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain, snow, and freezing rain possible today with highs around 35. For tonight, rain and snow with a low of 33. Cloudy skies for Sunday, a high of 43. 43 and mostly cloudy on Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high around 35. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 25.
Let you know there is a winter weather advisory in effect from noon until midnight today. It includes all of southern Wisconsin. This winter weather advisory could have mixed precipitation expected, with total snow accumulations up to an inch and ice accumulations up to a tenth of an inch. Once again, this is from noon today until midnight tonight, so please be careful. Let's take a look at musical birthdays. For this hour, we find on Monday, Sam Strain from the OJs celebrated birthday 85. The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Sam Strain from the OJs celebrated his 85th birthday on Monday as we hop aboard the love train. Also on Monday, Dennis Dunaway, bassist with the Alice Cooper Band, celebrated his 78th birthday. It's no more Mr. Nice Guy on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s. Mr. Nice Guy, Alice Cooper, and we find the bassist with the band, Dennis Dunaway, celebrated his 78th birthday on Monday. Also on Monday, we find that from the Commodores, Clyde Orange, who's the drummer. You hear him right there. Walter Clyde Orange celebrates his 78th birthday back on Monday.
It all hang out. She's a bread house. I like little stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a bread house. Well, put together, everybody knows. This is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Just letting it all hang out. She's a bread house. Oh, that lady's back. That's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a bread house. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy ways.
Featuring the drums of Walter Clyde Orange with the Commodores. He celebrated his 78th birthday on Monday. We're going to do two in a row with the next artist as Donny Osmond celebrated his 67th birthday on Monday. We'll do one with Donny featuring the lead and another from the Osmonds coming up here on 99.7 Max FM. We'll kick it off with Go Away, Little Girl, and Donny Osmond, 99.7 Max FM.
Go away.
It's the Osmonds and Down by the Lazy River featuring Donny Osmond and Donny on his own with Go Away Little Girl. Donny celebrated his 67th birthday on Monday. Now, even though she didn't sing in the group, we all had a crush on Susan Day with the Partridge Family. Susan celebrated her 72nd birthday on Tuesday.
In the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. And so I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. That I'd never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Worry. I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and I Think I Love You from the Partridge Family and Susan Day celebrating your 72nd birthday on Tuesday. A little musical history. This week in 1966, the Beach Boys were at number one with their third number one song and a little Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
She's by my
excitation.
Good, good.
Number one hit. The Beach Boys were number one this week with Good Vibrations in 1966 and number one in 1978, starting a 7-week run at the number one spot. It's Chic. Oops. You know what? I had the wrong Chic song ready to go because La Freak was number one this week in 1978. It's La Freak from Chic, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s, number one for 7 weeks in a row, starting this week in 1978. 6:49 with Kevin Kellogg, and don't forget, we do have a winter weather advisory in effect from noon today until midnight, and it could have a mixed precipitation with total snow accumulations up to an inch and ice accumulations up to 1/10 of an inch. This is expanded to cover all of southern Wisconsin, including Sauk County. So please, if you are doing some traveling later today, be extra careful and extra cautious. We'll check the weather forecast on the way and a little holiday music coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
This holiday, we'd like to deliver a special season's greeting straight to your mailbox. Open up our free Civic Media app, find Max FM, and text the words Christmas card along with your address, and we'll send you a custom greeting card from Dave and Emily on the Max FM Morning Show. Hang it up on your mantle. Display it next to your family photos. It's up to you. Happy holidays from 99.7 Max FM.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain, snow, and freezing rain possible today with highs around 35. For tonight, rain and snow with a low of 33. Cloudy skies for Sunday, a high of 43. 43 and mostly cloudy on Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, a high around 35. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 25.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing through. things but deck the halls again now.
For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window,
carols up the spinet.
Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
Hasn't snowed a single furry, but
Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
Climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on the evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older,
and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder.
Need a little Christmas now.
Thank you. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new lawsuit opens a new front in the battle over abortion, says ABC's Richard Cantu.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter for prescribing the so-called abortion pill to a woman near Dallas in violation of Texas law. Such prescriptions are a key reason that the number of abortions has increased in the U.S. even since state bans started taking effect.
Top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said that efforts to undermine public confidence in proven cures are not just uninformed, they're dangerous. He was discussing the benefits of the polio vaccine, and his statement came out amid public health concerns over the influence of a lawyer close to Health Secretary nominee Robert Kennedy, who has asked the FDA to yank its approval of the current polio vaccine. Today, President-elect Trump will attend the Army-Navy football game. And South Korea's parliament voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his decision to impose martial law. His powers and duties are suspended. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The wife of the Wisconsin man who allegedly faked his death.